You ever notice how most business owners treat marketing like it's dessert? It only gets served when there's room left in the budget. And spoiler alert, there's never any room left. But here's the uncomfortable truth. What if the real reason your marketing isn't working is because you never gave it a seat at the grown-up table in the first place? Today, I'm going to show you how to flip that script. We're talking about building a profit-first approach to marketing that actually grows your business, whether you're 20 years deep or still sketching out ideas on the back of a napkin.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Podcast. Here's your host, Michael Buzinski.
Welcome back, Buzzworthy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Buzinski, but you, my friends, can call me Buzz. And today we're talking about why marketing should never be treated like dessert. Because if you're waiting for extra room in your budget to get serious about your marketing, you're not just starving your business, you're starving your future. Let's start with a painful truth. Too many business owners treat marketing like a someday problem. You know the line, once we have enough cash flow, then we'll finally invest in marketing. But let me be real with you. Once I make enough is the fastest way to never getting there. And here's why. Because when a financial need doesn't have a category, it doesn't get cash. And when it doesn't get cash, it sure the hell doesn't get consistency. And without consistency, your marketing becomes a desperate last-minute Hail Mary every time revenue dips. That's not strategy. That's survival mode. I should know. I lived through it for 13 years. See, 20 years ago, I launched my business. It started out as a media production studio with no cash reserves, just the money I scraped together from selling my house after a divorce. My marketing strategy, hustle and hope. One of my tactics was having someone comb the yellow pages just to find leads. And yes, I just dated myself, but it worked for a while. We grew fast. I mean, really fast, with double digit year over year growth for 7 years straight, even through the Great Recession. I even had a triple digit growth year around year 11. But instead of putting my increasing cash flow into real marketing, I just hired more people to help me hustle. Spoiler, they didn't hustle. They just burned payroll. Fast forward to burnout. I shut down my multi-million dollar creative agency and rebuilt from the ground up, this time with a profit-first mindset. And let me tell you, the difference was night and day. I still hustle. I still network. But now it's turbocharged by a marketing engine that actually fuels growth instead of eating it alive. And the end result is that I am 7 times more profitable than I ever was before. I get to go on vacations with my wife a few times a year, and I even take many weekends completely off. That's the power of giving marketing a seat at the profit table.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
If you're waiting for extra cash to start marketing, you're already marketing your scarcity mindset. Let's go back to this little lie we tell ourselves. Once the sales start coming in, then we'll invest in marketing. That, my friend, is the entrepreneurial version of saying, I'll start working out once I've lost the weight. It's like staring at your garden and going, yeah, I'll water it once it blooms. Sounds ridiculous. Well, it is. But business owners do it every day and then wonder why they're stuck watching weeds grow. This is the inverted logic trap. Marketing isn't a reward for growth. It's the driver of your growth. When you wait for the cash to roll in before you commit to marketing, you're guaranteeing you stay stuck in reactive mode. And reactive marketing, it's usually overpriced, underperforming, and rooted in desperation. And that's when you start grasping at internet gimmicks. Throwing money at Facebook ads you don't even understand. Falling for cold DMs from the one agency promising you 10x your leads in 90 days. Yeah, sound familiar? I bet it does. Here's the problem. You're not building a marketing system. You're just panic spending on temporary fixes. And even when they do work, they don't stick because there's no infrastructure to catch, nurture, or convert that traffic into consistent revenue. So let's flip the script. Your marketing doesn't follow your revenue. It fuels it. It should be part of your financial infrastructure, not an afterthought. Just like payroll, just like rent, just like the software you can't live without. Marketing is the oxygen for your business. You can hold your breath for a while, sure, but eventually you're going to turn blue and pass out. And nobody wants to do CPR on your brand. So the first step to flipping the script is to tackle your mindset behind the mistake. So let's shift gears and build a better system, one that puts your marketing budget on solid profit-first footing. I call this the MAP method, short for Marketing Allocation Plan. And yes, it's absolutely inspired by Mike Michalowicz. So if you haven't read this book, Profit First, do yourself a favor and grab a copy. It's not just about accounting. It's a whole new way of thinking about how money moves through your business. And it will change your business far beyond marketing. All right, let's break this map down into three simple steps. The first step, minimum viable marketing budget. If you only take one thing from this episode, let it be this. Your marketing budget should exist from day one, even if it's small. I recommend carving out at least 5 to 10% of your revenue for marketing as a baseline. But hey, I get it. Maybe you're bootstrapping, still chasing those first few clients, or just had a rough quarter. Start with 1%. Heck, start with 0.5%. The amount matters less than the habit. Because something amazing happens when you start consistently setting money aside for marketing. It compounds. It builds momentum. And it shifts your mindset from reactive to intentional. Let's do the math. If you're only setting aside $200 per month, that's $2,400 by the end of the year. With the right strategy, that's more than enough to launch a smart, targeted campaign that drives real leads, not likes, not views, actual revenue, which then fuels a higher ongoing marketing budget, which fuels faster growth, which fuels even more fuel for your marketing. Before you know it, you're able to invest 15 to 25% of your revenue for exponential growth, or what I call your scalable phase. And you are doing this all while paying yourself the profit you deserve. Once you've allocated a specific percentage of your revenue to marketing, you will move to step two, which is automating the line item. This is where we really lean into that profit-first system. In Mike's world, you create multiple accounts at your with your bank for different business functions, profit, owner's compensation, taxes, operations, and so on. And guess what? Marketing deserves its own account too. You can call it your marketing growth account. And here's the magic. Transfer your marketing alongside your tax and profit and operations account before you get distracted, before you take yourself out of it. Treat it like rent, like payroll, like oxygen. And when you automate it, whether it's 50 a week or 5,000 a month, you don't have to keep making the decision over and over again. You've already decided. And now it grows quietly in the background until you're ready to deploy it intentionally. And this brings us to the step three, profit-focused campaign planning. And let me be clear, marketing is not a hobby. It's an investment. So every campaign you run, it should have a direct connection to a profit-driving goal. That means no more fluff about brand awareness unless it's connected to a funnel, a follow-up, and conversion point. You're not trying to become an influencer. You're trying to grow a business. So ask yourself, what offer is this campaign driving? Where in the client value journey does this investment land? How will I measure success? And more importantly, profit. Because here's the truth. If your marketing can't justify its cost, it's not working for you. It's working against you. And I don't know about you, but I didn't sign up for another expense labeled hope. So we have to remember that this is about building a marketing machine, not lighting money on fire and calling it exposure. So that's the MAP method. Create a minimum viable marketing budget, automate marketing as a line item, and profit-focused campaign planning. Remember that you can start small, but always be consistent. Let your marketing become the engine it always was meant to be, not a random line item you regret every quarter. Now let's talk about the real elephant in the room, fear. Because look, most business owners know they need to market. They want to market, but they've also been burned before. Maybe they spent $5,000 on Facebook ads and got like 3 lukewarm leads. Maybe they hired that funnel guru who promised the moon, and what they got was a half-built ClickFunnels page and a migraine. Shoot, I just talked with an entrepreneur who gave someone $15,000 and received zero. Yes, zero leads. The crazy thing is that the vendor didn't even try to make good on their failure. He just got an empty apology and a virtual middle finger. So now he hesitates. He second guesses. He tells himself none of it works. But let's call that what it really is: marketing PTSD. And I get it, truly. No one wants to throw good money after bad. But here's the problem. Most successful people didn't have a real strategy the first time. They had hope. They had hustle. And they had a budget. So let's reframe this. Avoiding marketing doesn't protect your business. It makes it invisible and vulnerable. And when you're invisible, you're replaceable. Let me ask you this. How many referrals can you count on next month? How many prospects are knocking on your door without you having to chase them? And how long are you willing to rely on luck instead of leverage? Here's another thing that might sting a little. No one scaled a business on referrals alone. Not sustainably, not consistently, not without a lot of white knuckling behind the scenes. And don't confuse organic growth with accidental survival. If your plan is just to do good work and hope someone tells their friends, that's not a plan. That's wishful thinking with a business license. What you really need isn't a bigger budget. It's a better relationship with risk, because marketing done right is not risky. It's measurable. It's strategic. It gives you control over your revenue instead of waiting for the next good month to roll in.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
Marketing without a budget isn't lean. It's lazy. All right, let's bring it home. We started this episode talking about how most business owners treat marketing like dessert, something you might get around to once everything else is paid for and your appetite isn't completely shot. But what we've uncovered is that marketing isn't optional. It's a line item. It belongs in your business plan from the start. And if you skipped it, now's the time to correct the course. Whether you're launching or 20 years deep, the truth remains the same. If you're not budgeting for marketing, you're not budgeting for growth, period. Using the MAP method, you now have a framework to fix that. Start small with a minimum viable market budget and then automate it like any other essential cost. And then only run profit-focused campaigns that drive real, measurable results. This is how you build momentum without burning out. It's how you create consistent lead flow without selling your soul to the algorithm gods. And most importantly, it's how you run a business that feeds your life instead of consuming it. Now, if you're listening to all of this and thinking, Buzz, I know I need this. I just don't know where to start. Well, that's what I'm here for. If you want help creating a profit-first marketing strategy that aligns with your budget, your goals, and your long-term vision, let's talk. Head over to buzzworthy.marketing/podcast and schedule a free discovery call with me. No pitch, no pressure, just clarity. And with that, my friends, please remember, being boring is a choice. So stay buzzworthy.